Hi, welcome back to Learnovative Agile and Scrum Jingles. My name is Vijay Bandaru. I'm a certified Scrum trainer, certified team coach and certified enterprise coach. In this episode, we're going to briefly discuss about the elements involved in Scrum. Scrum framework consists of Scrum team, Scrum artifacts, Scrum events and activity and some values. So Scrum team consists of three accountabilities: product owner, Scrum master and developers. Product owner primarily focuses on the product related decisions, product thought leadership and product direction. And Scrum master enables the people and process facilitation, coaching, mentoring. And the developers are the cross-functional people who have domain-specific skills like programming, testing, database, UI, UX. So all these three accountabilities together called a Scrum team, they will help creating the product together to solve the problem or fulfill a need to the stakeholders. So the entire Scrum team is accountable to create a useful and valuable increment at the end of every sprint. There are three artifacts in Scrum: product backlog, sprint backlog, and increment. The primary purpose of these artifacts is to enhance transparency within the Scrum team. Transparency means shared understanding. The product backlog is an ordered list of items which are required to build the product. So this may contain the features, user stories, all these things, but in Scrum terminology they are all called as PBIs, product backlog items. So the product backlog is primarily created and managed, owned by the product owner. Sprint backlog is a subset of product backlog which is created during the sprint planning. Some of the topmost items from the product backlog will be pulled into the sprint backlog by the developers according to the order. And the sprint backlog is the property of the developers. They own the sprint backlog and it helps the developers to track, organize, manage the work throughout the sprint. And the increment is nothing but the completed items from the sprint backlog which are meeting the definition of done and approved by the product owner. So these artifacts will help creating shared understanding. And product backlog and sprint backlog represents the work that is done by Scrum team, whereas increment represents the value that is created for the stakeholders or users or customers. There are five events in Scrum. The primary purpose of these events is to create a regularity or a rhythmic way of working, and also these events are formal opportunities to inspect and adapt Scrum artifacts. Failure to operate these events will reduce the transparency and may impact the complexity. It may increase the complexity and also probably risk of failure will be increased. So these are mandatory events. So sprint is called as a container event. Sprint is a small time box which is not more than 1 month. Within the sprint, there will be four events. First day sprint planning, everyday daily scrum, last day sprint review followed by retrospective. The purpose of sprint planning is for the scrum team to collaborate to understand the work of the sprint. Sprint planning comes with three topics: why the sprint is valuable, which will help the scrum team to collectively create a sprint goal, and the second topic, what can be done to achieve the sprint goal. And the third one, how the selected work can be accomplished. So all these what, why, what, how will help to create the output of the sprint planning, which is sprint backlog, which consists of the sprint goal, selected product backlog items to achieve the sprint goal, and a high level plan. The sprint backlog primarily owned by developers. Daily Scrum is a daily inspect and adapt opportunity for the developers. So it helps the developers to see the progress towards the sprint goal based on the work done by all the developers every day, and accordingly they make a plan for the next 24 hours to adapt the sprint backlog. So it's a daily planning and knowledge sharing meeting for the developers. It's basically 15 minutes time boxed.
it should be according to Scrum, it is recommended to have same time, same place, which is convenient for the developers. Sprint review is the last day event, which is to inspect the increment with the stakeholders and identify future adaptations to make it even more better and valuable. So sprint review will be along with Scrum team, stakeholders also will be there. The Scrum team will demonstrate the increment to the stakeholders, and the stakeholders will give some inputs, feedback. That feedback will again be adapted into the product backlog. This feedback may include new items may be identified, unwanted items may be removed, existing items may be modified or reordered. Then the last event in the sprint, last working day, is the retrospective. After the sprint review, retrospective happens. So the purpose of a sprint retrospective is for the Scrum team to inspect about people, processes, tools, techniques, interactions, communication, collaboration, definition of done. Basically, the purpose of the sprint retrospective is to plan ways to improve the effectiveness of the Scrum team and quality of the product through optimizing or enhancing or strengthening the definition of them. So these are the events. Now there is product backlog refinement, which is an ongoing activity. In a complex environment, it is highly difficult to have all the requirements defined on day one very clearly. There may be a probability of getting new requirements added once the product is started, or sometimes the existing items may go through some changes. So if the developers are looking at the product backlog items for the first time during the sprint planning, that might lead to sometimes risky situation where developers don't know the items clearly, or they may not be able to provide estimates. So that is why every sprint they take a small amount of time to refine the product backlog by splitting large items into smaller items, discussing the acceptance criteria with product owner, clarifying the doubts, queries with the product owner, and also looking into the high level dependencies or high level architectural changes required to implement the upcoming items, and accordingly provide the estimates. So primarily product backlog refinement is an activity to ensure the upcoming probable candidates for the next one or two sprints items in the product backlog will be discussed with the developers and product owner and clarified, understood and estimated and ordered. This is an ongoing activity. There are five values in Scrum: focus, openness, respect, courage, commitment. So the purpose of these five values is to create trust or establish trust within the Scrum team. So you can imagine, if you imagine a Scrum team is like a tree, the roots are these five values: focus, openness, respect, courage, commitment. When the roots become stronger day by day, slowly the tree will start growing. That means the trust will be established. Because of the trust, the three legs of empirical process control, transparency, inspection and adaptation can be implemented effectively by the Scrum team, so that the team will become high performance team over a period of time. So this is about brief explanation about the Scrum elements involved. We just discussed about the accountability called Scrum team, events, five events and three artifacts, five values and the activity. I hope you have liked this episode. Thank you so much.